Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL on CBS game every week on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get it? I don't have a lot of time. Tonight, the Yankees win again, and I'll go ahead and say it. The Yanks are back. Yes, the Yankees are back. TWTW, the will to win. You fight, you scratch, you claw, you find a way, especially today after the vibes were all off after the trade deadline. After the trade deadline, I'm looking around like, that's it? Judge is in his prime, and that's it. You got Juan Soto, and that's it. But we'll get to that in a minute, man. Good vibes, good energy, because that's four in a row since the Jazz Chisholm news broke. And that's back-to-back series wins for your New York Yankees. Let's go, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. Earlier today, you're hitting refresh. Refresh, you have notifications on every baseball outlet, every writer. Earlier today, you're hoping week continues. I told you guys you could write out a Christmas list, a wish list, but just realize, like, you have to give to get. It takes two to tango. I put the question out a couple weeks ago. How do you do both of these things? How do you have a sustainable payroll for the future, which is going to have to include young talent that's cost effective, while also going for it in the here and right now with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge on this team? How do you give up what it takes to go all in and be hell-bent on being a champion with eyes also on the following years? Well, I expect Juan Soto to be here in the following years after this trade deadline. I got on this mic and I told you I wasn't giving up Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. They're both safe. They didn't really give up too much. they also didn't get too much. Jazz Chisholm, Mark Leiter Jr., Enyo De Los Santos, and you get Caleb Ferguson up out of here. Gleyber Torres survives. And for anybody that can hear me, I promise you, I'm done talking about Gleyber Torres's mistakes. I'm done talking about what he's doing at the plate or not doing. There's so many people that like love to say, oh, he's hitting now, Keith. So what, bro? Yeah, better late than never. This is a contract year. It's been a disappointment. Gleyber Torres goes 0 for 5 tonight, but he did save the game with that play in the ninth. And what I'm telling you is he's with us. He's ours. He survived the 6 p.m. deadline today. He's a New York Yankee. They're going to play him. They're going to need him. They're going to continue to rely on him. So I'm done talking down on him. I did not get my wish. My wish was them to find anywhere for him to go, get another bat so that he could go to the bench. Same with DJ, who's still getting at bats late. How hilarious is it to see, oh, DJ's got to come in to be a defensive replacement. Like, what a joke. I want to be positive, but the Yankees, they got by number 13, retire that jersey. They got by this guy just being a kid, happy to be in a Yankees uniform. He took so many L's with the Marlins. He's just happy to be around some of the best players and have a chance to win in Citizens Bank Park. He's no stranger to Philadelphia. He's taken L's there so much. This guy was TWTW. Talk about the will to win. He was willing us to win. And DJ LeMay is still getting a critical at bat late in the game after, you know, he comes in as a defensive replacement for Ben Rice. Why? Is he more athletic than Ben? I know he's got more experience than him, but I'm not putting DJ in over Ben Rice at this point. At least Ben Rice has been clutch late in games, but what do I know? Here comes Giancarlo Stanton to replace him for a pinch hit. 10% of the time, it works none of the time. Why are you pinch hitting Stanton? And why couldn't he play today? Oh, I know. Kid gloves. Kid gloves for the guy. And speaking of kids, Will Warren made his debut today. And I'm happy for that young man because he had a rough start. Gave up one in the first inning and gave up a homer. Gave up three in the second inning. But again, I watched that whole game and I didn't think they were going to lose the game. I had a tweet where as soon as Will Warren was done and we saw some swing and miss stuff, changeup, sweeper, young man making his debut, he survives the deadline. He doesn't get traded anywhere. Man, that is a night that him and his family will remember forever. A lot of us will remember this one. Jazz goes into the history books. First Yankee with four home runs in his first three games. Yeah, they wanted to retire. Like, I'm literally looking at the number 13 in here. They wanted to retire that number 13 for A-Rod Day, February 16, 2024. Nope, it's back active. All that jazz, smooth jazz, jazz hands, jazz, he spazzed. I need the John Sterling homer call. This guy's out home. He's out homering Judge and Soto. I need the John Sterling. I gotta hit John. I'm gonna have to call John tomorrow. Like, hey John, we need that. Anywho, positive energy, positive vibes. I'm just not gonna keep killing Gleyber Torres. DJ LeMahieu is here and he's a part of this team. They did not get another bat. They did not get another closer. I thought we were about to get on the air tonight talking about play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I tweeted out, when will it end with Clay Holmes? When will it end with Gleyber Torres? It's insanity doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know it. I know it. The opposing team knows it. All the fans know it. The Yankees know it. But they just keep doing the same old things. And that's a theme for tonight. It's the same thing with the trade deadline. Stop getting your hopes up. They operate differently than you want them to. The Yankees do business how they do business. And nobody is really dying to do business with the Yankees as far as trading them players to help them compete. The Padres will have an easier time doing that. The Dodgers will have an easier time doing that. The Mets. David Stearns didn't really want to do anything too crazy, but he's pretty good at this. He made some marginal moves that I think are going to improve the team. The bullpen for sure. And I think it was enough. Do I think he went all in? No. Do I think he satisfied Mets fans? No. But I think he did his job. I think the number one concern was the Mets bullpen. And you look at the return, you got a bunch of right-handed pitchers. You got some different guys. And now you're going to figure out some things. You get Paul Blackburn. Okay, he can eat some innings, take some starts. Maybe you score more runs and hit better than other teams. He gets through some games, and Jose Buto can stay in the bullpen. I think you feel pretty good about that. I mean, quickly, we'll talk about the Mets, but I know Mets fans don't want to talk to me, and I don't care. The Mets game was quick, fast, in a hurry. Done. Over. They win the series. The Minnesota nice guys. I told you, they're our pals because we are your friends. They don't come here to win games. That's a second-place team in the American League Central. That's a team that's a wild-card team. They got absolutely smoked by the Mets two nights ago, and then they get shut out by the Mets. The Mets only have to score in the fourth and the fifth inning. A J.D. Martinez single, and then a Mark Vientos homer. Yo, shout-out to Mark Vientos, for real. He's got 15 homers. Can he get another 10? Can this be a 25-homer season for Mark Vientos, who everybody told me couldn't hit, who was the first guy casted off when they got J.D. Martinez? Good for him. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, we'll talk deadline. I know Mets fans are not really, you know, looking at this deadline like, oh, we never make the postseason. You got to go all in. You got to do more. Well, you got a starter. You got a starting pitcher. Might not be the guy you were hoping for. I know there was talk of Tarek Skubal and Jack Flaherty and Garrett Crochet and Tanner Scott on both sides. No. No. You'll take Paul Blackburn and you'll be happy about it. 888. You know the number to dial. But no, I do honestly think that David Stearns is good at this. I think that in his first opportunity to improve the team, and this being the last opportunity to improve the team, like, some GMs overvalue what they have. I think the Yankees overvalue what they have. Right? It's the we got McDonald's at home vibes. You're riding past the McDonald's. Mom, please. Can we get McDonald's? No, we got McDonald's at home. You go home and it's some Walmart burgers, some dusty buns, some tater tots. Not good enough. But yeah, whatever. The Yankees win. The Mets win. Those are two series wins. And now, folks, we are on the other side of the trade deadline. So all that hoping and wishing and thinking and calling, now it's done. Now we assess what we have and we ride. And we make a push to October and we see where the chips fall. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 2 hours, man. I barely got time, but we'll get to everything. Call me up. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Friday night in the Bronx, I'm in there. Obviously. It's a Bleacher Creature holiday on Friday. And Jazz Chisholm will make his Yankee Stadium debut. I don't know what they're going to do today. Good morning, good morning. We're already on the other side. The last day of the month here, July 31st. It's Wednesday. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't know what they're going to do today. Nestor's on the mound. He also survives the trade deadline. And maybe they have a letdown, whatever, they won the series. I'd like to see them sweep. When's the last time the Yankees swept a team? When's the last time the Yankees won back-to-back series? It's been a while. So the urge to say that the Yankees are back, we back, baby. It's okay. Say it. Believe it. And they'll be back in the Bronx soon. 888-808-1019. And I do have some Mets fans calling me. Cool, cool. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I dub them the Make It Happen Mets. And I listen to the station all day. It's Mets. Boomer and Gio talking about the Mets. Sal Licata, the whole show, talking about the Mets. King Cohen, what the Mets have to do. My Mets Bible. Evan Roberts talking about the Mets. Loogie talking about Positive Tommy and the Mets. We need balance. So here I am. Blessed Yankee fan to talk about the Yankees with the other Yankee fans. Ariana is in New Rochelle, New York, first up tonight. Go for it, Ariana.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Jazz and what you think of his future as a Yankee. So, I mean, obviously we have him for 2 years and he's been hitting amazing, but we also have to bring into question how sustainable that's going to be. Like, he's a young guy and, you know, I'm sure he has a promising future, but that also, like, makes me question, like, should we give him, like, a 4 or 5 year contract, or should we try to focus more on Soto? Like, there's a lot. It's, like, it's a good problem to have, I know, but, like, what should we focus on?
You're way ahead of me. I'm not focusing on any of that. He's been here for a handful of days. He's played 3 games. They've won all 4 games since the trade. He obviously didn't play in that game Saturday. I'm not thinking about his contract. I'm not thinking about keeping him. I'm thinking that, yo, this trade is the trade deadline. This addition was the addition that they made for this year. And will it be enough? So far, so good. We know it's not going to be this great for the next couple months. We know there's going to be down moments. We know that this is going to wear off. He's not going to hit a home run every day. He's playing a new position. He's not going to be great at it every single day. But so far, so good. And that says a lot about him. Something that I thought right away, Brian Cashman has traded for a lot of guys that can't play in New York. Brian Cashman has traded for a lot of guys that failed, couldn't adjust. This guy is built for this. He's ready for the bright lights. I can't wait to see him in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was nice talking to you, and hope you have a nice evening.
Thanks for the call, Ariana. Yankee fans, don't think about, why are we thinking about, this guy has played 3 games. They've won all 3 games. They're undefeated in the Jazz era, yes. I'm not thinking about his contract. I'm not thinking about how, that. What does that matter? And I understand, you know, not to knock Ariana's call, first call. It's a valid thought because you see a guy that fits. You see a guy that's the opposite of a Gleyber Torres. He comes in, he has played shortstop. He has played second base. He's played center field. The first game he played center field, they put him at third base, back-to-back games. He relishes the opportunity. He's a kid in the candy store. He said he feels like a kid again. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you see a guy like that, and he's got pop. The only knock on him, he's gotten thrown out on the base pass twice. Whatever. I'll take it for the, you know, ribbies that he's added, the juice that he's added, the pimp juice off Strom. What was, bro, that video, the Yankees just posted Aura. Bookmark that video, save that video. Talk about a swag champ. Talk about Moxie. Problem in the clubhouse? No. Like, bring that energy to the clubhouse. That's what these guys need. They need to fight like that. They need to want to win like that. They need to swag like that. They need to walk like that, talk like that, act like that. Jazz Chisholm. Justin is in Washington, New Jersey. Hello, Justin.
Yo, Keith, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, with the way the Yankees have been playing, I'm doing pretty good right now. So far, the addition of Jazz Chisholm almost messed up there.
It's tough.
It's too easy to do. So far, he's been a great addition to the team, and I would have liked to have seen him maybe get a starting pitcher, at least another bullpen hand. But you had Mark Leiter Jr. come in, and you know, considering he flew in from Cincinnati on a plane today and came in and pitched that game, so far so good. Like I said, I would have liked to have seen maybe another bullpen move, but you know what Cashman's going to say.
It's over now. Yeah. We know what he's going to say. He's got a press conference coming up tomorrow, I believe, to address the trade deadline and what went on. But it's over with. We can't be so mad about it. I mean, you can be mad about it. But, like, there's nothing you can do about it. So we ride. We move on. We won the game tonight. And if we would have lost this game tonight, I know all of these calls would have been about what Cashman did not do. Justin, thanks for the call. So, yeah, Brian Cashman will hold a call to address the Yankees trade deadline moves today. It is now tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly what time, but I'll be tuned in. I'll be tuned in. And it's going to sound the same as it always sounds. That's why I said this is the same thing. Nothing's changed. They do business how they do business. They're not giving up their top prospects. They're not getting fleeced. They're not getting finessed. There is a Cashman price and a Yankees tax. We've been through this so many years. They think they have enough. They're going to mention guys coming back. Stanton just came back, and yeah, Jason Dominguez is on his way, and Scott Efros, and Cody Poteet, and Ian Hamilton, and yeah, you know, it's a whole roster of guys, and You know, the prices were where they were. What I will note right now is the news that came out around Jack Flaherty. And if you didn't hear that, go check on it. So The Athletic writes, the Yankees backed out of a preliminary trade agreement with the Tigers for Jack Flaherty after reviewing his medical records. Sources briefed on the discussions told Ken Rosenthal this. So only the Yankees and Dodgers were at the finish line and checking his medical records. And the issue with Flaherty was his lower back. It forced him to miss a start at the beginning of July and receive two injections in a span of 3 weeks. Since returning, he has made three starts. They scratched him from his last start. And A.J. Hinch just said, yeah, there's a lot going on. I know this could be stressful. Maybe it was tied to that. The Dodgers don't care because the Dodgers go for it every single year. They improve their team every chance they get in the winter and at the deadline, in free agency and through trades. It's just what they do. They'll still probably fall short, but they don't miss a chance to improve their team. They spend money. They spend prospects. They don't care. They try to literally stack the deck. They have a stacked team. But they know, like we should all know, injuries will happen. They're going to happen. They're inevitable. And that's what I fear with the Yankees. Like, I'm ready to ride. Positive energy. This is the team. This is who we have. But you just know it's inevitable until somebody, I don't even want to say a name, somebody that is a vital part of this team is going to be hurt. Today, Cole getting scratched. The vibes were down. We were down. I wasn't crying about it. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, it's not great. And I thought about Cole getting rocked against the Mets. I'm like, well, he's ducking the Phillies lineup. And if he had this stomach bug and he was sick, good. Here comes Will Warren. Fight. Compete. Don't automatically feel like this kid is a rookie making his debut. We can't beat the almighty, quote-unquote, best team in baseball who just lost their fifth series in a row. Let's go. Mario's in Long Beach. Mario, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I'm really psyched up about the win tonight, you know?
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's interesting, right? And if they do this, I think they're going to go all the way. They scored seven runs, and when's the last time this year they scored seven runs without an RBI from Judge or Soto?
Yeah, you know, it was the Jazz Chisholm show, and that shows you what this guy, I thought he was going to be our leadoff hitter. They're like, no, we could use him lower in the lineup. Like, that's a great stat to pull, right? Without Judge and Soto powering them to victory, without those guys actually getting an RBI, they're able to win the game. It's a team. Trent Grisham doesn't get enough love and respect for the plays that he has made and the big moments he's had this year for a guy that barely played, that got some more runway. Like, he's been solid. It's a team. Guys coming out of the bullpen. Like, the last caller mentioned Mark Leiter Jr. I'm listening to Ricky and Susan. Ricky's the man. Everybody knows it. It doesn't need to be said, but whatever. Ricky's just... he's just a goat. Like, he's really like that, especially calling these Yankee games down there in Philly where he calls the Philadelphia Eagles games. Put a pen in that. We'll return to the Eagles. But, yeah, Susan's talking about, she's looking in the bullpen, and she's like, there he is. I think he showed up in the fourth or fifth inning, Mark Leiter Jr.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And he pitched, and he came up big.
You know, is it possible that they might move him into the closer?
No gripes from me. I'm not going to fight you on it. Done. He's the closer today. New day. It's a new day.
I mean, he looked good for that one inning. He was, you know,
he can close. He can
like
close that. At 12:35 or whenever that game is played today. Yeah, he's the closer for that game today.
Yeah, and you know, and just the comeback, you know, and all the, and like you said, Grissom in the field and everything like that. And if they get all these other players, what happens when Dominguez come back? Do they bench Verdugo, or what do they do with Verdugo?
I wouldn't say it's Verdugo that they bench. You would expect it to be you would expect it to be Trent Grisham that gets the DFA, but that's tough because, like I said, this guy has been underlying, like, you know, good solid player. Obviously, his batting average isn't there, but like, think about some of the home runs he's hit. Think about some of the catches he's made. Think about in Boston Saturday night, TWTW, the will to win. We're down to our last strike, our last out, and he comes through. And this is a guy that is fighting for playing time. And like I said, after the game, they ask him about Jazz. And he was professional about it. And he's just like, yeah, you know, he's a great player. Can't wait to see what he does. Knowing that this is a guy that could take his spot in center field. And that Judge also plays center field. And there's no room for him. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not so worried about Jason Dominguez either. I know they're going to sell you on that. And I would love to embrace the Martian. But he's not here until he's here. And when he's here, we can't be sure that he's hitting home runs his first swing. I know he was great in the eight games that he played last year, but let's see what he does. Let's see if he's healthy. I would assume they put him in center field. I would assume that they don't want...
If you got him in center, and then you got a Judge in right, and then Soto in left, where does Verdugo go?
And Verdugo can be on the bench, but I don't. I'm talking about as far as somebody's got to get DFA'd, somebody's got to get cut. They already cut Jamai Jones. They already cut JD Davis. They're not going to... I don't know. Maybe they'll cut DJ LeMahieu. That'd be cool. Thanks for the call, Mario. And I don't mean to throw DJ under the bus, but it's just like, bro, we got to get to a point where it's like, if you're not cutting it, you're not playing. That's what I respect about David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, and the Mets. If you're not producing, you're not playing. Goodbye. We don't care about your contract. We don't care about the back of your baseball card from 5 years ago. Like, this is about winning today. And today the Mets made moves. I was on foul territory today, and I spoke about David Stearns. I said, he's good at this. He did what he had to do without giving up pieces and prospects. And I remember being on saying that Billy Epler made the moves last year at the deadline. David Stearns might not be in love with those prospects. David Stearns might not have any attachment to those prospects. But you know what? Him, Steve Cohen, and Mendoza are in lockstep. They do have eyes on the future while adding to this team this year. They do have eyes on being a perennial contender and keeping their youth, but also putting into this team. And then you know what? Sean Manaea, I don't care what you think about him, he was brilliant tonight. Sean Manaea, I talked about him on foul territory. Shout out to my boy Scott Braun bringing me through with Eric Kratz and AJ Pierzynski. I've been on there a handful of times. What I was saying is, okay, they get Paul Blackburn. Cool. Paul Blackburn, you're not expecting him to take the ball in a postseason game, but you have Severino, you have Q, Jose Quintana, and now Sean Manaea pitching like this. I think you should feel confident in one or two or all three of those guys. And on trade deadline day, I remember a few months ago, people were talking about trading Severino, Quintana, and Manaea. Manaea goes out there, goes seven innings, a two-hit ball, strikes out 11 guys against, like I just said, a Twins team who's in second place, a wild card team right now. Yeah, they're doormats when they come to New York, but in the grand scheme of things in Major League Baseball, they're in it. In the grand scheme of things in Major League Baseball, they have some good players on their team. And they're competing to be in October as well. So, Mets fans, call me up. We'll take some calls from the Mets fans about the return and what you got today. Hey, I said to you, yeah, the first outing of Ryan Stanek, not so great. But he was fine tonight. Got you two outs tonight. You have other arms. The bullpen, it might not be fixed to your liking completely, but they definitely altered and changed it. And you stand to get Sean Reed Foley back. They're fine. I think the Mets have a lineup that can mash with the best of them, and they will figure out how to pitch. The deadline is over. You add Jesse Winker. You add a couple more pieces. You add a starter. You add a couple bullpen arms, and you move forward. And the best guys will play, and your manager will have a plan, and your president of baseball operations will have a plan, and you ride. So you added Jesse Winker, Paul Blackburn, Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek, Oscar Brazoban, Tyler Zuber. Okay. The days of Jorge Lopez seem like they were a long time ago. 888-808-1019. And not to throw him under the bus. He just was like the sacrificial lamb, or the guy that threw his glove into the stands and changed everything. Josh is in Passaic. What's up, Josh? You're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's doing?
Trying to quickly get through as many things as I can. With the game going extras, it's a short show for me tonight.
So with the Mets trades, I'm actually playing a lot of Mets, and I'm very happy. You had two good months of baseball, but there's also a month and a half of bad baseball. So there's a limit to how much in you want to go. But you end up getting a good hitter. You bring back bullpen pieces, and the guy from the Marlins, his ERA is under three, so it's not like he's ready. You get a start, and not a lot of starters going. But the actual deadline itself, you don't think it was a bit of like a dud?
No, I don't think it was a dud, man. This, well, the overall thing for the whole league, no real groundbreaking moves, no real move where we're like shocked. Some of the guys didn't even get moved that were talked about the whole time. I thought it was cool that Tommy Pham went back to the St. Louis Cardinals. He hit a grand slam. Like, that's a good little story. Even seeing Randy Arozarena join the Mariners after his emotional exit. And, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think the Dodgers won. I think the Padres won. When I look at what the Padres did, I was talking about them as well on the Foul Territory podcast today. I'm like, they make the moves I want the Yankees to do. They go get Dylan Cease. They go get Luis Arraez. They go get Tanner Scott. They added a bunch of pieces at the deadline. They're in it to win it. That's a team that the Mets are going to be looking at like, hey, we got to back these guys off.
And then the Padres also just came back and traded all these teams that are right with the Mets. The Diamondbacks are down 6 runs last night. Padres are down 2 runs heading into the ninth to get 2 homers. And on that also, that the Padres, you're right, they did great. Also, Morel for the Rays had his first homer tonight.
Mm-hmm, that's
I just
a good
feel like
story.
It's only the teams I go for that actually trade like big names. You know, the Mets and the Nets. Which other teams do? And I know I with Juan Soto, you know, with the Nationals and the Padres, but it's like it's only the Mets and Nets that really move big names. I mean, which other teams have you seen by deadline move such big names like them?
With the Mets, it's like, I think I was reading an Anthony DiComo tweet. Let me go back to my notes. The Mets didn't move on from a prospect higher than 17. Yep, the Mets gave up their 17th, 22nd, 25th, and 30th ranked prospects. Unranked prospects and some cash. So they had a plan. We're not cracking our top 16, 15. And I saw another quote where David Stern says all their top prospects were asked about, checked on a lot. Now, as far as moving, you know, big names and top players. I mean, let me look at the trade deadline tracker. There was a lot of movement and motion, but like there was nobody that you were like, I honestly think the Orioles got better. I saw they got Eloy Jimenez. They got Zach Eflin. They got a couple different arms. But really, I think the Padres are the biggest winner and the Dodgers. The Dodgers going for it again. The Padres going for it again in the same division. I think the Guardians got better as well. I think the Guardians look at the American League and they think that they can make some noise there. I think the Yankees just weren't going to move off of their top prospects, so they didn't go for the big fish. The Red Sox made plenty of moves, but not really too many big moves where you're like, big name moves, I don't know. But the Dodgers getting Kevin Kiermaier and Jack Flaherty, if those guys are healthy, I think that helps them a lot. But yeah, for the Mets and the Mets fans, thanks for the call, Josh. It's not supposed to wow you. They told you that they thought that this could be a postseason team, a playoff team this year. Right now, if the season ended today, that is correct. That is true. You can do both. And having a smart, crafty man from Milwaukee who did it in a small market, right? Yeah, I know you have King Cohen, but King Cohen isn't telling him what to do with his money. Like, they're not going out there to get Garrett Crochet because Garrett Crochet says, oh, I'm only going to pitch in October if I get a contract extension. In theory, it's like, yeah, the Mets, they got money to blow. Perfect place for him to go. Or all the talk today about Tarek Skubal. Like, I did a stream on Bleacher Report last week about Tarek Skubal where the first thing I told people was they're not trading him. And if there's any team that has an opportunity to get him, it would be the Orioles. Said the Orioles have to settle. And, you know, in theory, right, all the talk about Javi Baez's contract and Steve Cohen being able to absorb that contract and cut him to get Skubal, it's good for talk radio, it's good for podcasts, it's good for Twitter. It was never actually a good conversation that was going to be had between GMs. I think the Mets fans have to look at your lineup. You have a bunch of guys that consistently hit. You have a bunch of guys that hit home runs. What do you need to do in October to win? You need big hits. You need home runs. You need clutch hitting. I think you have enough pitching from your starting rotation, which you just saw a gem tonight from Sean Manaea. Severino is good. Quintana is good. And then you figure it out with guys like David Peterson. In theory as well, Kodai Senga goes down. In theory as well, Christian Scott goes down. So you wanted to go get another ace. But I think they look at it like this. Hey, if we get in, anything can happen. And if this lineup is what we think it is, they should be able to hit good pitching in the postseason like we've seen them do this last month and a half. Let's go to Jersey City and talk to Mike on the Fan. Mikey, you're live. You got it.
What's going on? It's been a while.
Yeah, you know, hanging out.
Yeah. So I got a couple quick, I only got one. But, you know, with Kodai, this is getting a little out of hand. He's on the mend. He's off the mend. Let's just dump him, get rid of him. You know, this Mets team, I like to compare them to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, you have the hitting, they come in, hard smear of peanut butter right there on the left. Then they come in with that right hook with the relief pitching. You get that jelly on the right side. And right now, Kodai Senga is just like that stale bread. I feel like we got to get rid of him fast. Nah. And now, you know, let me know what you think. I'm going to hang up.
Thanks Bye-bye. For the call. He's out. We got to get rid of him. He's out. And he was really never a part of this 2024 Mets magical season. Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, and if he was talking about long term, that makes zero sense.
No, he signed a 5-year deal.
Right.
And a cheap one at that.
Exactly.
A cost effective one at that. You don't need to get rid of him. You need him to get healthy. You need him to stay healthy. That sucks. All right. You know, back to back years, you know, he had issues adjusting, whatever. If I'm a Mets fan, I'm not worried about Kodai Senga. He's done. Farewell. See you in spring training. Hope you're good by then. He's not the problem. And I think that they have a lot of answers to their problems now. Mike is out on Staten Island. Let's talk Mets, Mike.
What's up, G? Let's talk Mets.
What's up?
All right, first of all, don't get rid of Senga. I don't know what that guy's talking about.
No. That's not going to fix anything. He's out. He got rid of himself.
He had nothing to do with this season. Let him get healthy. I think he's one of our best pitchers we have. Unfortunately, we don't have him. My thing was this year, everybody who loves Pete Alonso on the Mets, the polar bear, where is he?
He hit that home run two nights ago to open up the floodgates.
When it was 9-0?
No. Oh. It was 1-0 Twins.
Oh, to open up the floodgate, yeah. All right, okay. But still, the rest of the season.
He hasn't had the best contract year. He hasn't had the best prove-it year. He was an all-star.
Exactly. No, the only reason why he was an all-star is they asked him to do the home run derby.
Yeah.
And he said, only if I'm an all-star.
I know. He was so over three strikeouts today. Everybody's looking at Pete like, where you at? Where's this guy?
Exactly. He carried us for a few years, and then all of a sudden, contract year. You know it. You see it. Everybody who has a contract year lights it up.
Not Gleyber Torres.
Home runs. No, Gleyber Torres, he's just lazy. He's a nonchalant. I'm surprised the Yankees didn't dump him either today.
No, they love him. They coddle him. He's just a space cadet. You know, he just...
You know, then they ask him to play third base, and he turns around and tells him no.
That's crazy. That's entitlement. You know, that's comfort. That's nuts.
Would you tell your boss that's not my job?
Nah.
You know, basically what he's telling him.
No, nah, there's times I don't want to do a shift till 2 a.m. I'm here every time.
Exactly. You do what you do to raise your, you know, take care of your family. But you don't have to worry because he makes millions. We don't.
Right.
But, you know, that was my point on the Yankees. I'm a diehard Met fan since 1976, old-timers day. All right? I'm 54 years old.
Here's what I hit you with for the Mets fans, yourself included. You won a game tonight 2-0. The Mets are winning some of these games now. They won a game 1-0 with Severino. They won a game, you know, they can win games where they score double-digit runs, double-digit hits. They're winning different kinds of games. You can beat the Yankees 3-2 in their building. Like, that should
be. I'm not complaining about it. I mean, we can beat a lot of teams without Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
My thing was, I think they should have traded him today.
Nah, they were never trading Pete.
I'm just giving you my honest opinion. I just don't think
prospects
he's going to age well. I don't think he's aging well.
Yeah, and you know what? I think they're fine with him aging. They're fine with whatever the rest of this year is going to be. And when he hits free agency, they're fine with him testing the market and coming back to them. Maybe he's a Met. Maybe he's not. Thanks for the call, Mike. But, yeah, the Mets can beat you putting up 12 runs. The Mets can beat you putting up 15 runs. And now, with this bullpen and better starting pitching, they can beat you in a one-run game. In just these last 10 days, you've seen them beat the Marlins 1-0. You've seen them beat the Yankees 3-1. And then tonight, they beat the Twins. They score one run in the fourth, one run in the fifth. That'll do. Quick two-hour game. Another win for the Mets that, like, They're 57-50. They're 7 games above 500. They were 11 games under 500. So the expectation for this season was not to be buyers at the deadline. I think a lot of the contracts and moves you made were so that you could sell off pieces at the deadline. They were never, I told you guys, they weren't trading Pete Alonso. There was not one time. I thought maybe he had some interest. But if you can't get something to help this team this year, they're not trading Pete Alonso to change his lineup, to change his clubhouse, to change the face of the franchise for 18-year-old kids. 888-808-1019. All in all, you kept a lot of guys. You got rid of random arms and marginal guys that you didn't need. David Stern's pretty good at this. I think in the future, you can really look forward to like when you actually need a big bat or when you actually need a closer or a starter, David Stern's going to go out there and make the deal to get it done. But that's down the line. That's not when you start off the way that you started off this year and you're hoping that you get... No. When you're actually in first place, when you're actually a dominant team and you just need a piece and a piece away, you have a guy and an owner that'll go get it done. Is your name Mooj? Or is this a typo?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, what's up, Mooj? I didn't know if it was a typo from my producer. Mooj is in Dallas. Mooj, you're on the Fan.
Sure is on the Fan. Keith, it's good to be here.
Thanks for calling.
I know. Me being I'm just a diehard Yankee fan, you know, Yankees all day. You know, I just breathe them in all day. But, you know, we got a rock star team. But, you know, the problem is we rely solely on our two guys. We have Judge. We have Stanton.
Not
we anymore. We have the pitcher, Cole. What happens when one of them gets injured? What do? We're left in shambles.
Not anymore, bro. This is a team now. Now you're seeing they're winning games with the whole team. It's taking everybody.
Not a, but I feel like it's not a team game. It's not being a team.
Have you watched the last four games down in Texas? Have you watched the last four games? Have you been watching the last four wins? The series win against Boston, the series win against Philadelphia. That took everybody.
It's with everyone, but if we did everything could take an injury, but what happened?
All right, you're breaking up. So, like, I always tell you guys, refresh your information. Just hit refresh on everything. Maybe a couple weeks ago when the Yankees were losing, it was just a two-man show. Maybe even back when they were winning, it was just a two-man show. Oh, Judge is going crazy since Judge got ejected. Judge is putting the team on his back. Before that, Juan Soto. This is Juan Soto's team. Juan Soto land. Bro, Verdugo has been hitting. Volpe has been hitting. They added Jazz Chisholm. Hello. Jazz Chisholm is hitting bombs. Tonight, he had 5 of the 7 RBI. Ben Rice had a homer yesterday. Austin Wells has been contributing. Like, it's not, bro, it's not, we can't say that. That's not valid. They're winning and they're turning it around now because they have a deeper lineup. And they have guys that are actually performing. Guys were underperforming when it was just Judge and Soto. So if one of them gets hurt, that wouldn't be great. But Stanton is back. And I think if you give Stanton 2 weeks, we all know this. I've heard C-Mac talk about it. I've talked about it. We all know that Giancarlo Stanton never comes back from injury and has his timing right. Even tonight, that's why I laughed. I'm like, oh, here comes the Giancarlo Stanton pinch hit move. 10% of the time it works, none of the time. But whatever, I'd rather see him go up there and whiff than DJ. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. I've got like 90 minutes left. This show is going to... So during this break, I'll get a couple more things that I really want to drive home and deliver. But I'll leave you with this right now before we go to the break to think about. The trade deadline is over. This is the team on both sides. Queens and the Bronx, Mets and Yankees, you have who you have. Let's ride. Enough of thinking about who we could have got and who we should have given up. No. This is about having postseason baseball on both sides of New York when we get to October. Baseball doesn't look right without at least one of the two. And I think we have teams here where we can see both get to the postseason. They have enough. So, I mean, I know people are going to be negative and people want to talk about whatever didn't happen, but like these are the squads, man. Let's ride. So let's focus on the guys that are here, not the guys that are not here. Even the guys that survived the trade deadline, good. It is what it is. Like I told you, positive energy from me. And then we'll start talking about the opponents that they're going to face when we come back. That's what I'll do next. We'll look at the upcoming schedule because now time is going to move fast. Next thing you know, they're kicking footballs into the air. It's going to start to feel like fall. There was a breeze coming by today. I'm like, I feel the fall coming. Summer's about to end. My show's about to end, so I got a break. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We call this KM to 2 AM BRB.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL on CBS game every week on Paramount Plus.
Back at it on The Fan in New York. Your boy KM. 888-808-1019. Call me up one time. This show will be over before I know it, so let's get right back into it. Before the break, I said, listen, the trade deadline's over. This is the team. This is who you have. I mean, obviously, there are waivers. There are call-ups, September call-ups, and some hard decisions are going to have to be made for both teams. I kind of leaned into the fact that I feel like David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza operate on a if you don't perform, you don't play type of thing. Like, they'll send guys away that aren't good enough. They'll bench guys until they figure it out. I mean, look how it worked for Jeff McNeil. DJ Stewart struggled, and it's like, hey, we don't have to worry about this for long. Goodbye. The Yankees seem to not really want to do that. I mean, they did it with Jamai Jones and JD Davis just because they had to make room, but I mean, like, just a week ago, that was your leadoff hitter and your cleanup hitter. Anyway, coming up, the schedule softens up for both teams. And I look at both teams as teams that can get to the postseason, that can beat anybody. So, I mean, just glancing at the Mets' upcoming schedule, they just took the series from the Twins. No jinx. The jinx is off. They lost two games. They come back and win two games. It's all good. There's no Maloika. There's no mush. Sweep the Twins. Step right up and sweep the Twins. Why not? Then you have the Anaheim Angels. Good. Going. Back to Cali. Go out there. Have a good time. Beat up on them. Then you've got that one-off against the Cardinals. all right, whatever, take that game. And then you face the Rockies. The Rockies sold a couple pieces, not everybody, but the Mets can certainly beat the Rockies and hit home runs in Coors Field. The Mariners, after that, they're fighting, and that might be a good little series. The Mariners think that they're like that. They think that they're contending this year. They went for it at the deadline. They made moves. They added former Met Justin Turner. They added Randy Arozarena. But then after that, you face the Sacramento A's when you come back to Queens. And then right after that, you face the Marlins. So why can't you have a happy little homestand in the middle of the dog days of August playing the A's and the Marlins? I think so. And then, to end that homestand, the Baltimore Orioles come to town, and I'll be rooting for the Mets for sure then. And then it'll be a matchup of the high payrolls and high expectations. Mets and Padres out in San Diego, Petco Park. Then you got to go tussle with the Diamondbacks, who are right there. That's going to be challenging, but okay. You face that challenge, and you face the White Sox, the worst team in baseball, a historically bad team. And that's the outlook for just the next month. How about the Yankees? I saw Bob Nightingale said the Yankees by far have the easiest schedule among the current AL wildcard teams from August 1st to September 8th. The Yankees will play 27 of their next 33 games against teams with losing records. The others, Houston, and I don't even have to go through the others with the soft schedule. But the Yankees having that soft schedule and now finally getting right with this lineup, now adding some pieces to the bullpen, I'm hoping they make the tough decisions. We don't need to see DJ LeMahieu bat anymore. You don't need him in there as a defensive replacement. Gleyber Torres is a second baseman. And they actually said, yeah, you're right, Gleyber. You got it. We'll throw Jazz in at third base. Not only will he pick up the position on the fly, he'll power us to victory. He'll smile and he'll laugh. He'll use Judge's bat. He'll pimp home runs. And we won't lose with this guy here. From the time that we made the trade and that news hit Saturday, the Yankees haven't lost a game. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are about to face a depleted Blue Jays team at home in front of a raucous crowd. The Yankees have had 40,000 at every game while they were losing. So now that they're winning, what do you think the turnup's going to be Friday night? In the boogie down Bronx, my favorite night to go to the stadium is a Friday night vibe. Oh, and then great, coming in after the Blue Jays, the Anaheim Angels. Gerrit Cole, hopefully you're ready to go to face the hometown team, the ballpark nearest to where you grew up in California. By then, I don't know what the Texas Rangers are going to be, but whatever. Craig Carton will be on the call with Susan Waldman. We'll enjoy those three games, and then you know who comes in, or you know where we go after that? We go to the South Side, Chicago, to face the White Sox. And then we face the Tigers. And we tune up to get ready to come home and face the Guardians. And then the Yankees face the Rockies and the Nationals. It's time. It is time. The Yankees are back, and they need to consistently win and string together a winning streak. We're in one right now. And win back-to-back-to-back-to-back series. It can happen. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dan up in Massachusetts on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hi, Keith. Before I get to Gleyber, what I wanted to talk about is drives me crazy what these pitchers do. They use their best stuff to get ahead of the count. And sure enough, I see ninth inning, there's Holmes, 0-2 on Rialto. I'm saying, throw that hard sinker. But no. He's going to throw the sweeper because you know what happens? When these guys throw that slow breaking ball, gives the hitter a chance to put the bat on the ball, find the hole, or they get that infield hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that happened not only once, but twice. He did it to Trey Turner also in the ninth inning. And you know what, Keith?
And if you know only... it, they know it, Dan.
Hey, it's not only the relievers, starting pitchers. They get these guys in the hole, 1-2, 0-2, and then they revert to the slow breaking balls and give the hitters a chance, especially with men on base. They're going to be crazy.
They have a sketchy defense behind them. I just was going through. You got 36-year-old DJ LeMahieu at first. You've got the worst fielding second baseman in Gleyber Torres in there. You've got young Anthony Volpe, gold glove, but we've seen him give it up as well. And then you've got a guy in Jazz Chisholm, his second game playing the position. Here you go, Clay.
Hey, if Volpe is a gold glove guy, I'm Donald Duck. But the thing is,
He won it last year, but I understand what you're saying with the Gold Glove.
Yeah, Gleyba, he's got no range, left or right. And the thing that kills the Yankees the most with Gleyba is he's not. I don't expect them to have Cano's arm for the double play, but man, they miss so many double plays because he doesn't have enough zip on the ball.
Yeah, I've seen him make some really good plays, some ridiculous plays. But what kills me is the routine when you randomly don't need it. You never need an error. But like you think you have an out and then it skips off his glove. You think you have an out, then he bobbles the ball. You think you have a double play. Positive energy. It is what it is. That's the Yankee second baseman. They love him. They're going to ride it until the very end this year.
But listen, Keith, now that they didn't trade him, I'm saying to myself, what are they going to do? In the offseason, he's a free agent. Are they going to? I hope they don't give this guy a 4 or 5 year deal for $20 million a year.
No. They would give him, I think, the qualifying offer. I think there's a qualifying offer for Gleyber. But I think
I think he's a free agent completely.
Let me see. I think he's going to end up in a small market. I think he's going to end up in a smaller market somewhere.
Well, I think that they either sign him or all they get is let him go and they get some draft pick.
It's done. It's so done. Especially since he came out there to say, I'm a second baseman. Yeah, there's some talk about it, whatever, but I'm a second baseman. I play second base. Thanks for the call, Dan. 888-808-1019. We're just rolling through. The show will be over in an hour and 4 minutes. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that the last caller mentioned somebody named Gleyber Torres, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After all the heroics, after all the stuff that went on tonight, he was the reason.
He saved the game.
Defensively and offensively, why we won the game tonight, okay? Yeah. He made the outstanding defensive play when the game should have been over, okay? And then he got the RBI with a sacrifice fly, okay? Let me tell you something. He's been hitting very well in the last 15 games. All you guys in the media, and I apologize because you're one of my favorites, including yourself. You're going to be sorry to let this guy go because he can play.
Nah.
You know what, how hard it is to play third base, the hot corner? I mean, just because the guy was sincere and he said, listen, I can't play third base. Now he's not a team player. You take care.
I'm not going to be sorry. Nah. I was ready for him to get traded 2 years ago or 3 years ago, 2021, when they were doing all the Josh Donaldson, Gio Urshela. I was hoping that Gleyber Torres got sent then. Because I'm like, if the guy was projected to be your shortstop and now he can't play shortstop and now he can only play second base and you have DJ LeMahieu to play second base, there's a logjam here. And I mean, the juice ball year, he hit 30-plus home runs. I don't think that's happening again. And I got tired of what I call puppy dog Gleyber. The look on his face, like a sad puppy dog. Oh, I didn't hustle. Oh, I didn't make the play. But yes, positive energy for Gleyber Torres. He is with us. There's nothing we could do about it. They love him. They love him. They love him. Gleyber Torres flies into a sacrifice double play to center fielder Johan Rojas. And the Yankees go up 7-6. In that ninth inning, the ball skipped off of DJ's glove, and Gleyber was there to field it as Clay Holmes ran and covered first base. Great. And that's why I said today, like, that was it. I'm like, you know what? He had a double play he should have turned. Back-to-back nights he had errors late in the game where it's like, bro, wake up. Wake up. Stop falling asleep at the wheel. There has to be a sense of urgency. This is the New York Yankees. We're trying to win a World Series. Hello. You say you want to be here. Act like it. And then, like, the Yankee way, I use the example of Judge. Did Judge say, oh, you guys traded for Juan Soto? Well, you better learn how to play center field, not moving out of right field. No, Judge is like, perfectly fine. I'll play center. And you've seen multiple guys change positions, be flexible. Do things that they might not want to do, but for the betterment of the team. There's no I in team. There's an M in a E, but it's got to be W-E over M-E. 888 808-1019. It's got to be about the squad. They have a little bit of a squad. And here they are, right? Now, winning cures all. You add a guy like Jazz Chisholm to the squad, who people were talking about his personality. He's going to be a clubhouse cancer. Yeah, well, we already went through that with Stroman, Verdugo. People said a lot of things about them. Whatever. We're good. He's got a backwards hat on. Yeah, Soto does that. Verdugo does that. Everybody does that. The fitted hat fits the same way, front or back. The green belt, and purple accent, purple power. I'll take it. And now something has changed, right? Now it seems like these guys are rallying and winning since that news broke Saturday. And they felt like, okay, they probably thought that there was more to come than just Mark Leiter Jr. and Enyo De Los Santos, but whatever. The deadline is over, and it seems like this guy has added some type of mojo that they need, some type of swag, some type of energy that they need. And the deadline is over for the Mets, and I don't think they got anybody that really added any swag or mojo. Maybe there was something cosmic with Jesse Winker, but the Mets already had all the cosmic energy from Grimace and Glizzy Izzy and the Rally Pimp, and we go over this every single night. But now, with the Mets, I think you're just looking at the team. You're looking at a guy like Sean Manaea, and you're like, hey, if he can go out there and do that, not too shabby. Jose Quintana, who's stringing together good starts. Luis Severino, who's healthy and looking like the ace that Yankee fans wanted him to be coming back last year. Now the bullpen, you have a circle of trust. Dednil Nunez, Jose Buto, and now you have a bunch of different arms that you added from Phil Maton to Ryan Stanek to whatever, that you feel better about what the weakness was with the team. They have chemistry. They have all the vibes. They believe in each other. And I hope that, you know, the pleas of Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso and whoever else was talking about the deadline, I hope they feel like David Stearns did enough. Didn't wow you. Didn't go all in. Wasn't a King Cohen type of trade deadline. But you know what? King Cohen, he doesn't make the moves. David Stearns is the president of baseball operations. And I think he had a hard line. Like, we're not going to give up a top 15 prospect. We can talk about it. But no deals will be done where we give up a top 15 prospect. If you go look, just go to MLB.com. They have the trade deadline tracker, and there's some other outlets that'll show you like what teams gave up. Teams gave up their top prospects, and I know prospects are suspects, but the Mets are not in position to give up their top prospects. They're not. This is a great year so far. They're not in position to mortgage their future. 888-808-1019. I've got exactly 1 hour left. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I will get to you. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yanks. We're talking trade deadline. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back after.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.